My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about creative financing options for your business. But first, Neil, what exactly do we mean by financing options?
Sure. So right now, the way most people raise money is either a bank loan, and they get a loan and they try to grow. And actually, that's not that popular because it's hard to get bank loans. And the other normal option is you go to investors and try to raise, whether that's venture capitalists, friends and family, but those are the main options that people use to raise money. But those aren't the only ways. There's many other creative options to get money and grow your business.
Cool. So let's jump into it. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of people talk about there's revenue-based financing. There's a lot of different options out there. There's a new company that just came out recently that I think is worth checking out for people, especially if you have SaaS revenue or subscription revenue. There's a company called Pype.com. So if you go to Pype.com, I'm just looking at their site right now. And basically what it says is you get paid by the year, charged by the month, and it's for companies with recurring revenue. So basically they can take your annualized kind of recurring revenue and they'll just pay you up front. And then, you know, they just kind of look at your risk in terms of just looking at all the SaaS integrations or all the payments you're taking from like Stripe, for example. So Pype, I think they raised quite a bit of money. Just go check it out, pype.com. And I'm just looking at it right now, like on their homepage, they have, you know, people from Slack talking about how great it is. Naval Ravikant from AngelList, David Sachs from Yammer. These are all kind of tech pros or SaaS pros. So definitely check it out.
Another way too is you can get a loan and be a personal guarantor. And here's what's creative about this. If you have revenue, a lot of people will give you money, but they require a personal guarantor. And that's the issue that most people don't want to deal with. you can actually pay insurance companies a premium of a few percentage points, let's say like around 2% points, to be the personal guarantor as long as the business is healthy. And then that way, you're not on the hook for the money in the long run. A little bit more expensive, but at least you're not on the hook. That's actually one of the biggest reasons when I talk to people why they won't do bank loans, but that usually solves the issue.
Yep. And then in terms of creative ways of financing too, you don't necessarily need to, you know, you don't need to pay out of pocket. What you can do is, let's say I'm trying to buy a company from Neil. I could find creative ways where I say to Neil, hey, I'm not going to pay you any money for maybe the first 30 to 60 days or so. So I don't pay him any money up front. And then I find a way to get the money, maybe through, let's say I acquire his company and there's things that in his company that I can just sell off because I don't plan on using those assets. By doing that, by deferring the down payment, and I got this from our mutual friend, Roland Fraser, what you can do is you have enough time to carve out the other assets, sell it off, and then, you know, you can fund the acquisition that way, at least the money coming out of pocket. And then you can find other creative ways to, you know, kind of make up the difference that way. So there's a lot of different ways that you can fund a deal where it doesn't have to just be, oh, I'm going to get a bank loan. Oh, I'm just going to do revenue-based financing. You can combine a handful of these different tactics and, you know, 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah, another thing that I like doing is performance-based deals. So let's say you want to grow and you want to hire people who you think can drive more sales or whatever it may be. Pay them less on the compensation side or none upfront, and then pay them a bigger bounty at the end if they really can produce. It's a great way to grow, and then that way you don't have to finance things out of your pocket. A great example of this is one of my buddies owns a supplement company, and he has ways where he can reduce his cost while maintaining the quality. And there's someone who can help him do that. And I was telling him, instead of just paying that guy all the money up front, you can give him a much, much, much smaller amount. And then as he hits certain milestones, just give him big lump sums. And the savings he's getting will be more than the lump sums that he's paying. So overall, he comes out ahead. And then that way, he doesn't have to dish out a lot of cash out of his pocket up front and take that risk. But yet, he can still grow.
Cool. So the final thing I'll say is, we talked about revenue-based financing a little earlier. There's a company called Lighter Capital that can help you with that. There's also another company called Timia Capital, T-I-M-I-A Capital. There's a lot of these types of companies popping up right now. I just wanted to give you a couple of resources to check out. But Neil, do you have anything else before we close out?
That's it.
Cool. So that is it for today. MarketingSchool.io/live. That's L-I-V-E. To learn about other creative ways to finance your deals. And you can check it out for the live event or the virtual event. We hope to see you there. So that is it for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badeda. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound. sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.